It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. For your emergency roof repair, maybe after last night's wind, you can make your first call to Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and are backed by the knowledge and experience to fix any roof issue they encounter. Call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation at 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are in the middle of our theme week on misnomers.
Indeed.
And today's misnomer, we're going back in some American history.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
So we're talking about the Battle of Bunker Hill.
The Battle of Bunker Hill.
Now, that happened during the Revolutionary War, and it was not fought at Bunker Hill.
That's the misnomer.
It was actually fought at the nearby Breed's Hill.
Breed's Hill.
Not Bunker Hill. So the Battle of Bunker Hill was fought on June 17th, 1775, during the Siege of Boston in the first stage of the American Revolutionary War. Now, at the time, Boston was situated on a peninsula and was largely protected from close approach by the expanses of water that surrounded it, which were dominated by British warships.
Oh, boy.
In the aftermath of the battles of Lexington and Concord on April 19, 1775, the colonial militia of some 15,000 men had surrounded the town and besieged it, controlling the only land access to Boston itself. Mm. However, they were unable to contest British domination of the waters of the harbor there.
Yeah.
A force of about 6,000 British troops occupied the city, and they were able to be resupplied and reinforced by sea, thanks to all the warships there.
British Navy was quite a thing, Sarah.
It was.
They had a time.
However, the land across the water from Boston contained a number of hills which could be used to advantage.
Oh.
Artillery could be placed on the hills and then used to bombard the city until the occupying army evacuated it or surrendered.
Mm.
So on June 13, 1775, the leaders of the colonial forces besieging Boston learned that the British were planning to send troops out from the city to fortify the unoccupied hills, which would give them control of Boston Harbor.
Yeah.
So in response, 1,200 colonial troops under the command of William Prescott were commanded to build a fort on Bunker Hill near the peninsula's northern shore.
Great.
Under cover of night, the Americans marched right past Bunker Hill and fortified Breed's Hill instead.
That's the wrong hill,
which
guys.
Was lower and closer to the harbor.
Oh.
No one knows exactly why. Whether it was because Prescott was intentionally disobeying orders or because he couldn't find the right hill in the dark.
Well, it
wasn't sure. And then that, like, there's a sign or anything that said, like, Breed's Hill this way. I mean,
it's just,
you don't know.
A hill.
It's right.
It's dark.
What's one hill? I mean, how do you tell the difference, really?
Right. They were facing the right direction, though, right?
They were, right.
Oh,
so throughout the night, the militiamen dug a wide trench surrounded by 6-foot dirt walls. By daybreak, the British became aware of the presence of colonial forces on the peninsula and mounted an attack against them.
Oh, boy.
The British captured the fort on their third assault after the defenders ran out of ammunition.
Oh,
it's a problem. The colonists retreated over Bunker Hill, leaving the British in control of the peninsula.
So they actually retreated over Bunker Hill from the Battle,
from the Battle of Bunker Hill.
On the other hill.
On the other hill.
Breed
right.
Hill.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the battle was a tactical victory for the British, but it proved to be a sobering experience for them. They incurred many more casualties than the Americans.
Oh.
Nearly half of the estimated 2,400 British troops who fought at Bunker Hill were killed or wounded, and a disproportionate number of those were officers.
Oh, boy.
Whereas the Americans lost just 450 out of their overall force of 1,200.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
So, all right.
The battle also demonstrated that the inexperienced militia was able to stand up to regular army troops in battle, and the battle discouraged the British from any further frontal attacks against well-defended front lines.
Look at that. Oh, good. Very important.
Now, the vast majority of this action, like I said, took place on or around Breed's Hill, but the name Battle of Bunker Hill remains in use.
Yeah.
In the 1800s, it was theorized that the 110-foot Bunker Hill was a well-known public place, while the smaller Breed's Hill was less recognized, and so that might be the reason for the confrontation's misleading name.
Yeah,
people just knew Bunker Hill better, so they were like, oh, it's called that, even though that's not where it happened. That's where it was supposed to be.
So if I go to Boston and I go to tour the place, where do they take me to? They take me to Breed's Hill.
Well, there's, yes. There's
or no.
The, I'll get...
Oh, we're, oh there's more.
So the famous order, don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes.
Oh, yeah.
That was popularized in stories about the Battle of Bunker Hill.
Oh.
However, modern scholarly consensus is that nobody said that at the battle.
Really?
Yeah.
It was just afterwards we dreamed that up.
I guess, yeah. The idea behind it had already been in use for more than 100 years when the battle took place.
Okay.
50 years after the battle, the cornerstone of the Bunker Hill Monument was laid at Breed's Hill.
Breed's Hill.
So the Bunker Hill Monument is on Breed's Hill. But it's there. And Bunker Hill Day is now a major holiday in Boston.
In Boston?
The Bunker Hill Day Parade has been a tradition to commemorate the battle since 1786.
Is there drinking at that parade, do you think?
I can only imagine.
I would imagine so. You picked out a record to go along with the Battle of Bunker Hill, did you?
Yeah, so since it took place around Boston, we're going to play a song by the band Boston. We're going to play Don't Look Back.
Don't Look Back until you see the whites of their eyes.
Yes.
That's not what it goes. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Don't Look Back. That's Boston. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Battle of Bunker Hill,
yes,
which happened right there near Boston during the Revolutionary War.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. The Battle of Bunker Hill was fought at Breed's Hill.
The famous order, don't fire until you see the whites of their eyes, probably wasn't said at the Battle of Bunker Hill.
And Bunker Hill Day is now a major holiday in Boston, which is funny because we didn't win that battle. And yet there's a monument and there's a big celebration.
Sure.
So
yeah, there
it's kind of funny when you think about
it. We'll have a day. when is Bunker Hill Day? Do you know?
It's June 17th.
Is that when they actually had the battle?
Yes.
Okay. Well, good. I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does.
Folks want to learn more about the Battle of Bunker Hill. Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be a floating holiday.
It might be.
Folks want to learn more about the Battle of Bunker Hill. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I got
to
say, Sarah, I mean, if I had a hat,
you'd
I would take it
it
off to you right now because I said as soon as the song started, I said, Sarah, you did such a great job of taking a story about a battle, which I'll be honest, I can find them boring.
There's a lot of history with that.
There's so
much. Very, very long Wikipedia article.
There's so much detail involved in stories like that.
Mm-hmm.
Too much and you get lost.
Mm-hmm.
Too little and you don't know enough. But the way you presented it, just five stars.
Well, thank you.
Five star review.
If you do want to read more about it, the Wikipedia article is quite thorough. So,
I got just enough. Thank you, Sarah.
You're
back
welcome.
To our fresh episode, please.
Absolutely.
All right. Traffic and weather on the way. Winds. The trees are still moving out there on Browncroft Boulevard, but winds nothing like they were last night. We'll check in with Ed and Josh next.